This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Okay, so I was kidding about the accounting, but we are going to be hearing from a lot of companies this week about how they fared during the most recent quarter. Verizon reported earnings this morning. Google's parent company, Alphabet, follows tomorrow. Microsoft and Tesla are reporting this week as well. Investors will be paying close attention to the usual data points, sales, cash flow, and of course, profits. And regarding that last one, a survey of business owners, economists, and industry leaders out this morning from the National Association for Business Economics found that profit margins are at their highest level since October of 2021. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
This time last year, more survey respondents said profits were falling, not rising. But Michael Urich, chief economist at Seventh Point Analytic Consulting and a survey analyst for the National Association for Business Economics, says the trend of increasing profits isn't exactly new.
It goes back the last few surveys, and we've had pretty strong economic health reflected in the survey for a while now.
One reason is that a lot of companies' input costs have eased up. Shannon Grine, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says that includes the cost of labor, raw goods, and other inputs.
And just given as supply chains have normalized, I think the cost environment has also normalized.
But Grine says this is a very different environment from 2021 and 22, when corporate profits were surging and so were prices.
Labor was in short supply. Supply chains were out of balance. There were inputs that you just simply couldn't get your hands on. And I think it was easier to explain why a firm was raising prices.
And that kind of behavior, call it capitalism, call it opportunism, call it greedflation, just isn't as easy to justify. George Perks is macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group.
We're not seeing the sort of over-the-top consumer demand that underpinned very, very strong price increases where people would just pay whatever would be charged.
Overall, Perks says companies will still raise prices to protect profits where they can.
But there's just no reason to think that the greedflation story is relevant for the 2024 economy like it was for the 2021-2022 economy.
Instead, price increases in this economy right now are looking more like they did before the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.